It's Thursday, the 27th of November. This, if I remember correctly, this year is the Thanksgiving Day over there in America and the USA states. I think Canada's is in a different day from America's. I may be wrong. So I guess I'd just like to say a happy Thanksgiving Day to all my audio boo friends who are delving into the turkey today. Hope you all have a lovely day. Don't get too bloated. It's a grey morning. It's actually 10 a.m. Another long lie in bed for the two of us. Trouble is that we set an alarm for 9 this morning and I woke about 7:30 and couldn't really get back to sleep, so my mind was racing through so many things. So I was so glad when the alarm finally went off so I could get up out of bed without disturbing my wife. Well, previously. But if I could have crawled out of bed at 8 o'clock and snuck out without making a noise, I'd have done so. You're lying in bed and you're lying on one side, lying on the other, trying not to lie on your back because of nasal congestion and all that stuff, and trying to keep the chest clear and so this morning I don't know how I feel this morning. I thought I felt better. I'll wait and see how the morning goes. I'm still very croaky and nasally and so reary again. I'm just whinging. I'm trying to console myself. So it is another very, very grey and damp morning. Yesterday it rained and it was quite drizzly. And we went out delivering some Christmas presents. My wife's usually one of the, if not the first, to hand out cards and Christmas presents each year. And it's the same Easter. So she wanted to just, she had them all prepared. It was taking up loads of room in certain places of the house, tripping over them. So she wanted to get quite a few out last night. So that's what we did. But because it was that drizzly rain, and that's the worst thing for a cold. So by the time I came back in, I felt 10 times worse than I felt when I went out. So anyway, as I said, it's a very grey morning, but it's fairly calm. So a wee breeze coming up. It's coming from the east as well. It's just colder here. So other than that, feeling well. And my heel situation, it seems to have healed. I've not been wearing the plasters for quite a while now, and I'm not having any issues. So whatever was in those, I try to remember the name of the actual plaster, or at least the trade name, you know, the brand name. It'll come to me. Whatever was in those plasters was wonderful stuff. Ah. So all I've got to do now, because I'm feeling physically, I know when you have a bad cold, that you do physically feel weak, and I do feel a certain weakness and lethargicism, if that's even a word. I just completely forgot what I was going to say. I don't know, what I was trying to say was that physically, I am actually feeling good, but not at the moment, because I'm feeling weak. So if I can get the cold out the road, I'm going to feel great. I'm doing everything I can to shed it, get rid of it. But colds are stubborn beasties. I had blood taken, interim virtual blood samples taken. Pardon me, at the surgery the other day there. Monday it was. And I was feeling a bit sorry for myself, sitting in the waiting room, waiting for the phlebotomist. Isn't that a fantastic word for someone that takes your blood? I was waiting for the phlebotomist to call my name. And it took a wee while, so it was about 10 minutes over time. I thought, oh, I'm just going to go home. So finally my name was called and I went. It's a new system, by the way, so I had to give the lass, you know, a bit of leeway because she was new there and new to the computer system. And I walked in and she said, so how are you this morning? I said, well, I'm fine apart from her having a rotten cold. You know, really feeling sorry for myself. And she says, oh, she says, it's terrible, isn't it? And then she croaked and barked and sniffed and wheezed. I said, you've got a bad cold. She says, I've had it for 2 weeks and I can't shake it off. And I thought, okay, she's worse than me. And she has to go to work. And so I felt better. What a shame, poor lass. That was it. The old whinger coming in. So I stopped whinging the moment I knew she was worse than me. It's true though, isn't it? In life, no matter what it is, you know, there's always someone worse off health-wise, worse off mental well-being wise. Could that be a double hyphen? Worse off socially, family life, financially, even worse off their own thoughts about themselves. Doesn't matter what it is. And people may say, well, there's got to be a stop somewhere, there's got to be someone at the bottom of the line somewhere. Well, I think you probably have to go pretty far down the line. Yeah. But, you know, we are human. We're allowed to whinge when things aren't going right for us, no matter what it is. Because it helps get off your chest. And that in itself is sharing. And sharing always, as they say, I guess. What is it they say? Is it a trouble or a burden? A burden shared is a burden half. Something like that. But when I say burden, I think of birds. I think of birds. Right. I've bled it long enough. I'm going to get some protein in me, in the form of a boiled egg. chicken soup or chicken noodle soup, that's what I'm going to ask my wife to get me. It's actually her favourite soup, is chicken noodle soup. She could live on that stuff. And a friend of mine, one of the old boo, told me to get some, so I'm going to get some. I'm going to sup a big hot bowl of it. I might stick my head in it, in fact.